السلام علیکم. الحمد لله رب العالمين له النعمة وله الفضل وله الثناء الحسن، صلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين. أسأل الله تبارك وتعالى أن يجعل نياتنا خالصة لوجهه وأن يحسن لنا الختام. إن شاء الله بعد الدرس خلي غادي يحكي معي بعد الدرس. قلنا في الدرس الماضي إن أول الخلفاء الراشدين هو أبو بكر رضي الله عنه. In the past class we mentioned that the first among the righteous caliphs is Abu Bakr, may Allah raise his rank. وقلنا إن النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام لم ينص نصا صريحا على أنه الخليفة من بعده. And we mentioned, if you remember, that the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام did not mention explicitly that Abu Bakr is the caliph after him. لكن في كلام رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إشارات إلى ذلك. But the statements of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام contained signs to that issue. مثلا عندما قال ليصلي أبو بكر بالناس في مرض موته. For example, during the period when the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام was sick, before he died, he said explicitly, let Abu Bakr lead the prayers. عائشة رضي الله عنها ما أرادت أن يرى المسلمون والدها مكان النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام، يقف في المكان الذي اعتاد النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام أن يقف فيه، فيحصل في قلوبهم نفرة من أبي بكر. فقالت يا رسول الله إن أبا بكر رجل كثير الخشية من الله، إذا قرأ لا يسمع الناس صوته، يبكي ولا يسمع الناس صوته. عائشة did not want for the Muslims to see her father Abu Bakr in the place where the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام used to stand, and so they would feel يعني they wouldn't feel well about her father because of that. So she told the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام that her father cries when he recites Al-Quran and the people do not hear him well, which was a fact. Abu Bakr, when he recited Al-Quran, he had a very soft heart, so he used to cry. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam insisted that Abu Bakr leads the prayers. حتى لما أما مرة غيره سمع الصوت النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام وعرف أنه ليس أبا بكر، فقال يأبى ذلك الله ورسوله، يأبى الله ورسوله إلا أن يكون أبو بكر. Once someone other than Abu Bakr led the prayers, the Prophet heard that and He did not like it. He was disturbed, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And he said, I ordered you to let Abu Bakr lead the prayers. This is the order of Allah and the order of His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So he insisted in that, on that. And this was a sign. This is not an explicit statement, but it's a sign. أَذَلَيْسَ تَصْرِيحًا مِنَ النَّبِيِّ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ بِأَنْ يَكُونَ الْخَلِيفَةُ بَعْدَهُ أَبَا بَكَرٍ لَكِنَّهُ إشارة. أيضا في مرض موته عليه الصلاة والسلام كل واحد كان له من داره باب إلى المسجد أمر النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام بسد كل هذه الأبواب إلا باب أبي بكر. قال إلا باب أبي بكر. Likewise, the masjid of النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام, the mosque, has several entrances to the homes of some companions. That is, the homes were adjacent to the masjid. And from their homes to the masjid, there was an entrance. They opened an entrance. It would be easy for them to get to the masjid immediately from their homes. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam ordered for all these entrances to be blocked, except for the entrance of Abu Bakr. هذه أيضا إشارة. This is also a sign, because when Abu Bakr becomes a caliph, he will need that entrance to get to the masjid. كذلك مرة جاءت امرأة إلى النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام تكلمه في حاجة لها. Once a woman came to the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, she talked with him about something that she needed. ثم قالت له إذا رجعت, قال لها ارجعي في العام القابل. He told her to get back in the next year. قالت إذا رجعت فلم أجدك, يعني تريد إذا مت, لكن بعبارة فيها تعريض ليس تصريحا. قالت if I the Prophet told her come back next year, and she said if I come back and I don't find you, that is if you would be dead. She didn't want to say it like that, so she said if I don't find you. قال فأتي أبا بكر. He told her, then go to Abu Bakr and address him with your need. كل هذا إشارات من النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام. All these statements are signs from the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. لكنها ليست تصريحا. But it is not explicit statements from him صلى الله عليه وسلم. على كل حال الذي حصل بعد وفاته أن الصحابة بايعوا أبا بكر. So what happened after the death of the Prophet, that the companions paid allegiance to Abu Bakr. They understood the signs of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. فهموا إشارات النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام. كما قال علي رضينا لدنيانا من وضيه رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لديننا. Just as Ali said, we were satisfied for to direct our worldly matters the person whom the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام was satisfied that he leads our prayers. The one that the Prophet chose for our religious matters. أبو بكر في مرض وفاته قال أنا أخلف عليكم عمر. When Abu Bakr was dying, before he died, he said I assign Umar to be the caliph after me. وهذه طريقة صحيحة في اختيار الخليفة. And this is a valid way to appoint a caliph. إذا عين الخليفة قبل موته واحدا بعده فيه الصفات التي لا بد من توفرها في الخليفة هذه طريقة صحيحة ليصير هذا الثاني خليفة بعد موته. This is a valid way for someone to become a caliph if the previous caliph before he dies assigns him to become a caliph after him. Of course, if the second person satisfies the conditions that are needed for one to be a caliph. الخليفة يشترط من جملة الشروط التي تشترط في الخليفة أن يكون مجتهدا. Among the conditions that a caliph has to satisfy originally is to be a mujtahid, to reach the level of ijtihad in the knowledge, among other conditions. So, لما قال أبو بكر ذلك قال إنسان قال له ماذا تقول إذا سئلت يوم القيامة لما عينت عمر لأن عمر كان شديدا رضي الله عنه أبو بكر كان سهلا عمر كان فيه حدة فواحد قال ماذا تقول إذا سئلت يوم القيامة كيف جعلت عمر بعدك خليفة قال أبي الله تخوفني أنا أعرف ماذا أفعل أبي الله تخوفني أقول يا رب خلفت بعدي أفضل الأمة After Abu Bakr named Umar, someone told him, what are you going to say on the Day of Judgment if you were asked, why did you appoint Umar? Umar was a strict person. Abu Bakr was a softer person. So that person, maybe that person was worried. Maybe because of the strictness of Umar, things will not go as they should. Something like that. So he asked Abu Bakr, what are you going to say on the Day of Judgment? If you are asked, how did you appoint Umar to be a caliph after you? Abu Bakr told him, are you trying to give the oil? Are you trying to scare me by mentioning Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala? I will say, I appointed the best among them to be a caliph after me. وَهَذَا هُوَ الْوَاقِعَ And this is the reality. Umar kana afdala as-sahaba ba'da Abi Bakr. Umar was the best among the companions after أبو بكر رضي الله عنه أبو بكر كان من بني تيم من قريش أبو بكر was among the clan of Taym from قريش عمر كان من بني عدي عمر was among the clan of عدي وكان يعرف بأبي حفص And he was known by Abu Hafs. That means the father of Hafs. He had a daughter called Hafsa. So he was known by that name. The wife of the Prophet. One of the wives of the Prophet. عليه الصلاة والسلام. ولد ولد بعد الفيل بثلاث عشرة سنة. He was born after the incident of the elephant, 13 years after the incident of the elephant. وأسلم في السنة السادسة من الهجرة. He embraced Islam in the sixth year, في السنة السادسة من البعثة. He embraced Islam in the sixth year after the revelation to the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. وكان قبل إسلامه شديدا على المسلمين. Before he embraced Islam, he was very tough with the Muslims. يعني الذي يرى حالته عند ذاك ربما يظن أنه يكون من حطب جهنم. The one who sees his situation back then before he embraced Islam, maybe he would think that this person would be among the people of hellfire. Hellfire would be fueled with him. حتى إنه كان يريد أن يقتل رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. To a point that he wanted to kill the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. He thought about it. واحد قال له أعطيك مئة ناقة وتقتله. Someone told Umar, because they knew that Umar was tough against the Muslims, someone told Umar, I will give you 100 camel if you kill Muhammad. 100 camels if you kill Muhammad. ثم يوما كان يمشي فلقيه إنسان قال له إلى أين تريد؟ قال إلى مكان كذا. يعني شيء فيه ضرر بالمسلمين. One time he was going to do something to hurt the Muslims. A man met him and he told him, where are you going? He said, to do such and such. قال ارجع فانظر في أهل بيتك قبل أن تذهب إلى مكان كذا. He told him, go back and check the situation of your own family before you do such matter. قال له عمر ماذا تعني؟ عمر said, what do you mean? قال أختك أسلمت وزوجها أسلم. صبأت. قال أختك صبأت وزوجها صبأ. He told him, your sister and her husband, they changed their religion. فعمر فورا رجع إلى بيت أخته وهو غاضب. Umar immediately went back to the house of his sister, her home, and he was so angry. دق الباب. قالوا من؟ قال عمر. He knocked the door. They said, who? Umar said, I'm Umar. خافوا. They were worried. كانوا يقرؤون شيئا من القرآن. They were reciting from, they wrote a surah from Al-Quran on something, and they were reciting it. They had at their house a third Muslim, and they were reciting this surah from Al-Quran. When they heard Umar, لما سمعوا أن عمر هذا الثالث دخل فاختبأ. This third person had somewhere. وبقيت أخته. And only his sister stayed. Only his sister stayed there. Her husband also disappeared. وزوجها من السابقين الأول من العشرة المبشرين بالجنة. Her husband is one of the 10 people who are given the good news of paradise by the Prophet. يقال له سعيد بن زيد. His name is سعيد بن زيد. لكن نسوا تلك الصحيفة. But they forgot that tablet, that thing that in which Al-Quran was written. فتحت أخته الباب. His sister opened the door. He came in. دخل ضربها على وجهها. And he hit her on her face. فهي صارت تبكي. قال لها صبأتي. He told her, you changed your religion. She started to cry. فكأنه يعني رق قليلا لما رأى ذلك. As if he became a little bit softer when he saw her crying. قالت له إنا قد أسلمنا فافعل ما أنت فاعل. She told him, we embraced al-Islam, do whatever you want to do. وقع بصره على الصحيفة. He saw that sheet. قال ماذا فيها. He said, what is written there? قالت له القرآن من القرآن لكن لا يمسه إلا طاهر. He said, it's from القرآن there, but only someone who is pure can touch it. أخذها. He took it. فلما قرأ بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أدركه في قلبه خشية رماها من يده. When he first read Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, he felt fear in his heart. So he threw it from his hands. ثم أخذها أكمل القراءة. Then he took it and he continued reading what's there. فأحسوا من عمر رأوا عليه علامات التأثر لما قرأ القرآن. They saw that Umar is affected by what he read. فخرجا من مخبئهما. The two, her husband and the other person, appeared then. فقال عمر أين أجد محمدا. عمر said, where do I find Muhammad? فقال له بعضهم. قال له سعيد بن زيد إني أرجو لك خيرا. سعيد بن زيد said, I hope that your situation, you will get good things. Your situation will be a good one. إني سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول اللهم أعز الإسلام بأحد العمرين. عمر بن الخطاب أو عمرو بن هشام. He said, I heard the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام saying, اللهم أعز الإسلام بأحد العمرين. عمر بن الخطاب أو عمرو بن هشام. Which means, I heard the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم saying, oh Allah, support al-Islam with one of these two men, either Umar ibn al-Khattab or Amr ibn Hisham. Amr ibn Hisham هو Abu Jahl يعني. Amr ibn Hisham is Abu Jahl. Umar قال أين يكون محمد. Umar said, where Muhammad would be. قالوا له في مكان كذا. They told him, in such and such place. ذهب إلى هناك. He went there. دق الباب. He knocked the door. قالوا من. قال عمر. They said, who's knocking the door? He said, عمر. بعض الناس قال هذا عمر يعني خاف. Some people were afraid, saying, this is عمر. حمزة لما سمعه قال وإن يكن عمر إن كان خيرا فهو خير وإن أراد غير ذلك قتلناه بسيفه. Hamza said, even if this is Umar, why are you afraid? If he wants something good, this is good. If he wants something bad, we will kill him with his sword. So open the door. فَتَحُوا الْبَابِ, they opened the door. دَخَلَ عُمَرْ فَجَبَذَهُ أَخَذَهُ مِنْ هُنَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ قَالَ لَهُ أَمَا أَنَا لَكَ أَنْ تُسْلِمْ. When he went in, the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام hold him from his clothes like this, and he said, isn't it time for you to embrace al-Islam? عُمَرْ قَالَ أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. So Umar said the testification of faith. He embraced Islam. بعد ذلك بقليل قال يا رسول الله ألسنا على حق؟ قال بلى. قال أليس على باطل؟ قال بلى. قال فلما لا نظهر؟ After short time, Umar said, O Prophet of Allah, aren't we rightful? The Prophet said, of course we are. He said, aren't they wrong? The Prophet said, yes they are. Umar said, then let us show ourselves. فخرج المسلمون مشوا بين الكفار في صفين على رأس أحدهما عمر وعلى رأس الآخر حمزة ما تجرأ أحد أن يقترب منهم. So the Muslims walk among the blasphemers in two rows. One was headed by Hamza, the other one was headed by Umar. No one dared to get close to them. Oh, yani that is to harm them. وكان سبقه إلى الإسلام نحو أربعين رجلا نحو أربعين رجلا وإحدى عشرة امرأة. Before him, about 40 men and 11 women embraced Islam before Umar رضي الله عنه. وقد كان له رضي الله عنه مناقب كثيرة. عمر had a lot of merits. مرة رأى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه يشرب في المنام أنه يشرب اللبن حليبا يعني حتى يعني يرتوى إلى الأخير ثم فضلت فضلة فأعطاها لعمر قالوا يا رسول الله فماذا أولت ذلك ما تأويله ما معناه قال العلم. One time the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام saw in his dream that he was drinking milk, so he drank milk until he was completely full. And still something remained in the container, so he gave it to Umar to drink it. He was asked, what is the interpretation of this dream? And what does the milk here, it refers to what? The Prophet ﷺ said, the knowledge. وَمَرَّةً رَأَى النَّبِيُّ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَى فِي الْمَنَامِ أَيْضًا أُنَاسًا بعضه عليهم قمصان يلبسون قمصانا بعضهم قميصه إلى هنا بعضهم أطول من ذلك ورأى عمر يلبس قميصا يجره على الأرض فقيل له يا رسول الله ما تأويله قال الدين يعني كلما كان القميص أطول كلما كان دين الشخص أقوى. Another time the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام saw in his dream people wearing clothes. Some of them, their clothes will reach here. to their chest, like this here. They would cover their chest. Some more than that. And he saw Umar with a long dress that drags when he walks. The Prophet interpreted that that it refers to the strength of the religion. More the dress was longer, more the religion is of the person, more the religious status of the person is higher and stronger. وهذا هذان الحديثان رواهما البخاري ومسلم. These two hadiths are narrated by both البخاري and Muslim. وروى البخاري أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال قد كان في من قبلكم أناس محدثون يعني ملهمون أولياء ملهمون في الأمم السابقة فإن يكن في أمتي أحد منهم فإنه عمر. Also the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said in the previous nations there were people who got who were inspired, أولياء that is, who were inspired. If there is anyone among them, if there is anyone like that among my nation, he would be Umar. This is a type of, to express in Arabic, that Umar is more so to be one of them, and he would be the head of the Muslims in this issue. The head of the awliya in this issue. It does not mean that there would be few ones, or there would be no one among the nation of Prophet Muhammad like these ones except Umar, no. وَمِمَّا يُرْوَى عَنْهُ فِي هَذَا قِصَّةُ سَارِيَةٍ. And among what is narrated from Umar رضي الله عنه and what pertains to this issue is the story of Saria. Saria كان قائدا من قواد جيوش المسلمين في مكان بعيد جدا عن المدينة. Saria was one of the leaders, a leader of a Muslim army far away from Al-Madinah. يحارب الفرس, he was fighting the Persians. عمل له الكفار كمينا. The blasphemers, the Persians, prepared a trap for the Muslim army. وكان لو انحاز المسلمون إلى جبل هناك وأسندوا ظهورهم إلى الجبل لنجوا من الكمين. And the situation was, if the Muslims would go to a mountain there in that area, and they make the mountain behind their backs, they would be safe from that trap. Umar كان يخطب الناس في المدينة. Umar was giving a speech in المدينة. فجأة نادى يا سارية الجبل الجبل, يعني اقصد الجبل, اذهب إلى الجبل. Suddenly Umar started to say, يَا سَارِيَةُ, oh Saria, seek the mountain. Seek the mountain. المسلمون تعجبوا في المدينة. Umar ينادي سارية, سارية بعيد. Those who were in the session of Umar were surprised. Saria is far away with his army. Why is Umar calling him? بعدين بعد ذلك جاء البشير الذي يخبر ماذا حصل معهم, الذي يرسله قائد الجيش يخبر ماذا حصل معهم. جاء يقول يوم كذا سمعنا صوت عمر يقول يا سارية الجبل الجبل, انحزنا إلى الجبل فهزمنا الأعداء. Later the one that the news from the leader of the army came to Al-Madinah And he was telling the people what happened with them. He said, at such and such day, we heard the voice of Umar telling us to go towards the mountain. We did that and we defeated the enemies. كان نفس اليوم الذي قال فيه عمر يا سارية الجبل الجبل. It was the same day when Umar said that statement. وكان رضي الله عنه فارسا شجاعا زاهدا. Umar was a very good horseman. كان يجري الفرس ويأخذ بيده أذنه وهو يجري ثم يأخذ بيده الأخرى أذنه الأخرى ويسب على ظهره. He used to go with the horse when the horse is running, take with one hand one of the ears of the horse, then with the other hand the other ear, and then jump, and there he is on the back of the horse. وَكَانَ شُجَاعًا, and he was very brave. لَمَّا أَرَادَ أَنْ يُهَاجِرْ إِلَى الْمَدِينَةِ ذهب إلى حلق الكفار حلقة حلقة في مكة. قال من أراد أن ييتم أولاده وتسكله زوجه فليتبعني إلى خلف هذا الجبل, أنا مهاجر. When he wanted to emigrate to Al-Madinah, he went to the blasphemers. They used to sit in circles. So to each circle he went and said, I am emigrating to Al-Madinah. If anyone among you wants for his wife to become a widow and for his children to become orphans, let him follow me behind this mountain. فَمَا تَبِعَوْ أَحَدٍ. No one dared to follow him. وَبِهِجْرَتِهِ هَاجَرَ عَدَدٍ مِنَ الْمُسْتَضْعَفِينَ هَاجَرُوا مَعَهُ بحمايته. And when he emigrated, many weak people in among the believers in Mecca, they emigrated with him under his protection, so no one would harm them. وكان زاهدا شديد الزهد. He was very detached from the worldly matters. لما حصلت المجاعة للناس, أليس ذكرنا في درس ماض أنه في سنة من السنين حصلت مجاعة. لما حصلت المجاعة للناس آلى على نفسه ألا يأكل إلا الزيت, ألا يأكل شيئا آخر حتى ينتعش الناس. When the starvation occurred, we mentioned in a previous class about that, He said, I will not eat anything other than olive oil until the people, the situation gets better. مر من الجوع بطنه صار يقرقر, يعني يصدر صوتا. One time out of hunger, his stomach started to make noises. You know how. خاطب بطنه قال قرقر أو لا تقرقر ليس هناك إلا الزيت. He addressed his stomach by saying, do these noises or don't do them. You are not getting anything other than olive oil. That's all what you are going to get. مرة يعني كان وهو الخليفة, he was the caliph. في أيامه فتحت بلاد الشام كلها وبلاد فارس وبلاد مصر وما وراء مصر، وكان ثوبه أحيانا يكون مرقوعا بأكثر من 10 رقع. He was the caliph during his time. All the area of Al-Sham, the Muslims conquered all the area of Al-Sham, all the area of Al-Iraq, all Persia, all Egypt, and what's behind that. And despite that, he used to wear, sometimes his dress would have more than 10 patches. رضي الله عنه. كان يقول أليس كان مشغولا بأمر المسلمين عن تحصيل النفقة لأهله. You know, he was busy with running his office, so he couldn't acquire money to support his family. فكان يقول أنا حالي، فكان المسلمون يعطونه من بيت المال ما يكفيه. The Muslims used to allow him to take from the Muslim treasury what is enough for him. كان يقول أنا حالي في بيت المال، أنا مع بيت المال مثل كافل اليتيم. I am with the Muslim treasury like the one who runs the money of an orphan. إن احتجت أخذت من بيت المال. If I need, I will take from the Muslim treasury. فإذا أيسرت أرد. Later, if I get money, I will replace what I took. أي حاكم في هذه الأيام يفعل هذا؟ Which ruler nowadays would do anything like that? أبو بكر رضي الله عنه بعدما بويع في اليوم الثاني رأوه ذاهبا إلى السوق. After أبو بكر was appointed as a caliph, the next day they saw him, he was going to the market. And they asked him, where are you going? قالوا أين تذهب؟ قال إلى السوق، أهلي يحتاجون إلى الأكل. He said, to the market, my family needs to eat. فَفَرَضُوا لَهُ مِثْلَ وَاحِدْ مِنْ أَوَاسِطِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ مِنَ الطَّعَامِ كُلَّ يَوْمٍ. So they told him, okay, we will arrange for you food enough like someone of the middle class among the Muslims. وليس بغني ولا فقير. Someone who is neither poor nor rich. ونعطيك ثوبا للصيف وثوبا للشتاء. And you will get a dress for the summer and another dress for the winter. أي حاكم هذه الأيام يكتفي بهذا؟ Would any ruler nowadays accept something like that? And he had 40,000 dinars and he spent all of that for the sake of Allah, رضي الله عنه. مرة وسيدنا عمر هو أول من عس. أول إنسان كان يدور، أول حاكم كان يدور في الليل يتفقد أحوال الرعية من غير أن يعرفوا. عمر was the first ruler to go around at night to check how people are doing without them knowing that he is checking on them. مرة كان يمشي في الليل سمع صوت بكاء أطفال. Once he was walking at night and he heard the crying of several children. ما توقف البكاء. The crying did not stop. دق الباب. He knocked the door. فتحت امرأة. A woman opened the door. قال ما بال هذا البكاء. He said, why are they crying? Why this crying is taking place? هي ما عرفته. She did not know who he was. قالت ما عندنا أكل. She said, I don't have food. فأنا وضعت القدر على النار وليس فيها طعام حتى يظنوا أنني أطبخ لهم لعلهم ينامون في انتظار ذلك. She said, I put the pot on the fire with nothing, no food in it, just for them to think that I am cooking something until they get tired and they sleep. Umar Hazina, he got very sad for that. ذهب بنفسه حمل الطعام على ظهره. He went himself, he carried himself the food. ثم رجع, he went back to her. هو أوقد النار بنفسه. He lit up the fire himself. وصار ينفخ عليها حتى تشتد, and he started blowing on the fire until it became strong. امتلأ من دخان النار, يعني all the smoke got on him. حتى طبخ لهم الطعام, حتى نضج الطعام, until the food became, يعني شو, cooked. ثم أكلوا, then they ate, ثم ناموا, then they slept. عند ذلك تركهم وذهب. Then he left them and went away. رضي الله عنه. لما مرة رجع بعض أولاده, ولدان من أولاده كانا في الغزو. At one point of time, two of his sons were with a Muslim army. بعد مدة رجعا إلى المدينة. After some time, they got back to المدينة. وجد معهما مالا. He found they had money with them. قال من أين هذا؟ He said, from where did you get this? قالوا في بعدما أخذت الغنائم وزع أربع أخماسها على المقاتلين والخمس كان يرسل إليك. They said, after we got the spoils of the battles, four-fifths of them were distributed among the fighters, and one-fifth was to be sent to you, as it is the religious rules. So the caliph distributed them in certain areas. فقال قائد الجيش لنا لو أنكما أخذتما من هذا المال فاتجرتما فيه ثم تردانه توصلانه إلى عمر كما هو غير ناقص. So the leader of the army said, if you take from this money, you trade with it, and then you bring it to Umar without being diminished. سأل أفراد الجيش, he asked all the people in the army, كلهم رضوا, all of them, they said, we are okay about this. عمر لما سمع هذا غضب. When Umar heard that, he got mad. قال الرأس المال والربح كله تحطونه في بيت المال, تضعانه في بيت المال. He said, the money and the profit, you put all of all what you have in the Muslim treasury. Abdullah قال أفعل. His son Abdullah said, I would do it. عبيد الله قال لماذا؟ إذا لو خسرنا كنا ضمننا هذا المال. His son, the other son عبيد الله said, why? If we If we lost in our trade, we would pay, يعني we would compensate it. قال تضعانه في بيت المال. عمر insisted, put all of it in the Muslim treasury. قال له بعض الصحابة من أهل العلم اجعله مثل القواض. One knowledgeable companion told him, make this like the issue of القواض. يعني خذ نصف الربح لبيت المال ونصف الربح لهما. Which means take half of the profits for the Muslim treasury and half of the profits for them. فقال عمر قد جعلته قواضا. So عمر said, okay, let's do it this way. انظروا أي حاكم الآن يعامل أولاده في مال الدولة مثل هذه المعاملة. Would you find any ruler nowadays treating his own children about public money this way? We wouldn't find. وفي سنة 30 حكم عمر نحو 10 سنوات. عمر ruled for about 10 years. في سنة 23 من الهجرة كانت وفاته. In the 23rd year after الهجرة عمر died. قتله مجوسي. He was killed by a magus. واحد من الصحابة كان له عبد مجوسي. One of the companions had owned a slave, a magus slave. استأذن عمر أن يدخله إلى المدينة. He asked the permission of عمر to bring him to المدينة. لأنكم تعرفون مكة والمدينة لا يدخل إليهما كافر. Because you know, Mecca and Al-Madina, a non-Muslim is not permitted to enter them. لكن استأذن عمر لأجل أن عنده أشياء ينفع بها المسلمين. He told عمر that he knows to do certain things that would benefit the Muslims. فلما فدخل عمر أذن. عمر gave the permission. فقال فيوما لقيه عمر. One day عمر met him. قال له حدثت أنك تعمل رحى من صفتها كذا وكذا. طاحونا يعني طحا جيدا. He told him, I was told that you know how to build a mill that works in such and such way. A way that the Arabs were not used to for it. قال هذا العبد قال لأعملن لك رحى تتحدث بها العرب. This slave, this major person said, I will make for you a mill that all the Arabs will talk about it. عمر ذكي. عمر was a clever person. قال تهددني العبد آنفا. He said, this slave was threatening me. What he meant with his words really, that he was threatened me. He was threatening me. بعد مدة كان عمر في المسجد يريد أن يأم الناس للصلاة. دخل هذا الرجل أبو لؤلؤة يقال له فضربه 13 طعنة. He came into the mosque after a period of time. Umar was preparing to lead the people in the prayer of al-subuh in the mosque. This man, his name is Abu Lu'lu'a. He came into the mosque with the with a dagger in his hand. يعني he hid the dagger and he hit Umar with 13 times, with 13 steps. واحدة من الطعنات كانت تحت سرته وهذه التي قتلته. And one of the steps was under his navel. This is the one that killed Umar. فوقع عمر على الأرض وهذا الرجل طعن غير عمر. يعني الناس ما كانوا ينتظرون ذلك. He stabbed other people also until they caught him. People did not think that someone would do something like that. عمر وقع على الأرض. عمر fell on the ground. ماذا تظنون فعل? What do you think he did? عمر قال عبد الرحمن بن عوف هنا. عمر asked, is عبد الرحمن بن عوف here? قال واحد من الصحابة نعم. One of the companions said yes. قال فليتقدم وليأم الصلاة. He said, let him lead the people in the prayer. بقي على الأرض حتى صلوا. So عمر stayed on the ground. They prayed الصبح ثم بعد ذلك أخذوه. وهو صلى أيضا معهم على ما يمكنه. He prayed also with them in the way that he could. ثم أخذوه. Then they took him away. فقال أنا ما أريد أن أعين واحدا خلفي يكون خليفة. He said, I don't want to appoint one to be a caliph after me. لكن هناك ستة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم مات وهو عنهم راض. But there are six people that the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام died while he was pleased with them. عثمان ابن عفان وعلي ابن أبي طالب وطلحة ابن عبيد الله والزبير ابن العوام وعبد الرحمن ابن عوف وسعد ابن أبي وقاص. هؤلاء الستة هم يختارون واحدا من بينهم يكون هو الخليفة. He said, these six people, they choose one among them to become the caliph after me. هؤلاء بعد موت عمر رضي الله عنه, after عمر died, هؤلاء الستة اجتمعوا, these six people gathered, واختاروا سيدنا عثمان ليكون الخليفة. They picked عثمان to become the caliph. وهكذا كان, and that's what happened. وبايعه المسلمون فكان هو ثالث الخلفاء الراشدين. So our master Uthman became the third righteous caliph. The Muslims paid allegiance to him رضي الله عنه. في زمن عمر رضي الله عنه وقعت معركة اليرموك. During the time of Umar, well, many battles occurred between the Muslims and the Romans, the Muslims and the Persians. But two very distinguished battles took place. One of the two battles is called the Battle of Al-Yarmouk. It occurred. Al-Yarmouk is in Jordan, an area in Jordan. One of them is the Battle of Al-Yarmouk that took place with the Romans. والمعركة الأخرى القادسية مع الفرس. The other battle is the Battle of Al-Qadisiyya with the Persians. ما أريد أن أتكلم عن هذه المعارك وهاتين المعركتين إلا عن أمرين اثنين عن أمر في كل معركة ألفت انتباهكم إليه. I don't want to talk about these two battles or other battles in details. Just there are two issues, one in each battle, that I want to draw your attention to it. خالد ابن الوليد كان قائد جيوش المسلمين في الشام. خالد ابن الوليد was the leader of the Muslim, he was the top leader of the Muslim armies that were in the area of الشام. يوما قبل معركة اليرموك بشيء بوقت قصير الناس يستعدون للمعركة جاء إنسان إليه برسالة. Short time, very short time before the battle would take place, people were preparing themselves for that. A man came to him with a message.
No, they didn't call me.
Who's going to get them? Let someone go, or I will. MashaAllah. Let's finish and. Okay. MashaAllah. Sorry, these are some people that are. Yani, they get to Pittsburgh, so. Ah, they are coming themselves? Okay, we'll arrange for them then, inshallah. طيب. Okay. Hey. So before, a little bit before the battle started, a man came with a message from Al-Madinah to Khalid. فتح الرسالة أو قال له إن أبا بكر قد توفي. He found that Abu Bakr died وأن الخليفة بعده عمر. The caliph after Abu Bakr is عمر رضي الله عنه. And وأن عمر قد عزله من القيادة. And that عمر put him out of the position. وعين مكانه غيره. He appointed another companion to be the leader, عبد الرحمن بن عوف. He appointed عبد الرحمن بن عوف to be the leaders of the army. خالد قال له لا تحدث, لا تتكلم بهذا أمام الناس. خالد told him, don't mention this to the people. يعني حتى تبقى حتى لا تنخفض معنوياتهم. So their morals do not get affected. وذهب إلى عبد الرحمن بن عوف. He went to عبد الرحمن بن عوف. He told him, قال له هذا الذي حصل. أنت الآن القائد. He went to عبد الرحمن بن عوف. He told him, this is what happened. You are now the leader. عبد الرحمن قال له تصرف كأنك أنت الذي تقود. عبد الرحمن told him, act as if you are the leader. انظروا إلى هذا. عمر كان له مقصد. عمر had a purpose from that. خالد كان صار له شهرة بأنه ينتصر في حروبه. خالد became famous that whenever he fights, he is a winner. عمر أراد أن يعلم الناس أن النصر ليس بسبب خالد وحده. عمر wanted people to know that it's not because of Khalid that Muslims are winning. That Allah willed for them to win. That Allah. So he wanted them to see that after putting out Khalid, after relieving him from his position, things would go the same way, whether Khalid is the leader or not. لذلك Umar radiallahu anhu azalahu. This is why Umar relieved him from his position, from his command. بعد ذلك خالد وما ولاه عمر بعد ذلك قيادة أبدا. And after that, Umar did not appoint him يعني as a leader of an army at all, not once. مع ذلك خالد بقي مع الجيش مثل أي جندي. Despite that, Khalid stayed with the armies like any soldier. ما حاول أن يخرب شيئا ولا أن يعترض بالمرة. He didn't try to object. He did not try to cause any problem. Just he acted like any soldier. تصرف مثل أي جندي. وهكذا ينبغي أن يكون الإنسان الذي يريد الآخرة. This is how the person who is really seeking the reward of the hereafter would act. In this way, the person who seeks the reward in the hereafter would act. هذه واحدة. This is one issue. Okay. Allah yubarik fiikum. Does anyone know the way to Pittsburgh, to the airport? Okay, okay. خلاص, I'll go to pick them, inshallah. لا, I'll go. I want to go. I want to go. Barakallahu feek. طيب, second issue. Let's wrap it quickly. شيء ثاني. في القادسية, during the battle of القادسية, the Persians gathered all their forces together. الفرس جمعوا قواهم وكانوا أجمعوا, اجتمع أمرهم على ملك عليهم أيضا. سلموا كلهم له بالطاعة. And all of them, they gathered, they appointed a new king, and all of them, they obeyed this king. فعمر خاف نتيجة ذلك على المسلمين. عمر was worried what the result of this would be for the Muslims. فقال أخرج إليهم أنا, أنا أخرج فأقود جيش المسلمين هناك. He said, then I will go and lead the Muslim army which is there. سيدنا علي قال له بل أنت ابق هنا, إذا قتلت هناك يتأثر الناس. ابق هنا وإذا احتاجوا إلى المدد تمدهم وترسل إنسانا يكون أهلا لذلك. يوجد من هو أهل. سيدنا علي told him, don't do that. If you are killed there, the Muslims will be affected by that. Stay here. You can support them whenever they need enforcement. You can send to them reinforcement. You can send to them, and you can send someone who is qualified for this. فقال عمر من. عمر said, who do you suggest? فقال بعض الناس الأسد في براثنه. يعني أنا أعرف الشخص المناسب تماما, مثل الأسد لهذا. سعد بن أبي وقاص. One of the people said, I know the proper person for that. He is like a lion. Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas. He suggested Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas. One of the 10 companions. Sa'd. Al-Muhim, Sa'd Zahaba. Sa'd went there. Sa'd became, he was appointed the leader. على جيوش المسلمين, all the Muslims they gathered there to face the Persians. قبل نشوب القتال أصابه مرض شديد في يعني صار الدم ينزل منه, مرض شديد ما يستطيع أن يقعد ولا يثبت على فرس ولا يقف. Before the battle started he became very sick, blood came out from him. He couldn't sit, he couldn't stand, he couldn't ride a horse. فكان ينام على بطنه. He used to lay on his stomach. ماذا فعل? What did he do? قال خذوني إلى مكان مرتفع. أخذوه إليه. They took him to a place which is higher than يعني كيف overlooking the battlefield. كان هناك حائط ينظر منه إلى المكان قريبا جدا, يعني في لو حصل أي تراجع للمسلمين الكفار أول ما يجدونه هو. He was very close to where the fighting was taking place in a way that if the Muslims retreat a little bit, the first one that the blasphemers would get would be Sa'd himself. And he was there watching the battle to direct them in the battlefield while he was in that situation. This needs a lot of courage and relying on Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. As you can see, I will not go farther. It will stick. Just I wanted to draw your attention a little bit. It's an amazing story. I can't continue with Hajj. The Muslims fought. The first day, and it was with no result. A draw? Shuyani? Yeah. Then the second day, and it was also a draw. The Persians, they had about 40 elephants fighting with them. Each elephant had with it 4,000 soldiers. You know how they used to use the elephants in fighting in the past. Yeah, close to tanks nowadays. Yeah, The third day, they fought. Then they could not retreat. And some of the Muslims, this man that Umar sent, one Al-Qa'qa, as to support them as one man, he did not want to retreat at night because he saw that there is a chance that they shouldn't leave it. So they kept fighting the whole night, the whole day, the whole night, then the next day, the whole day. Until at the end of the day, the Persians were defeated. They didn't even sleep. And they kept encouraging each other, okay, a little bit more. Be patient a little bit more. Inshallah will be successful. Until they were. At the end, the Persians crashed and they were defeated. It was not easy. But these people were exceptional people. And Allah supported them. Barakallahu feekum. Let us stop here.